Ksuvis Perk Beis Mishnah Tessa. Isha Shenechbisha Bidei Goyim Aidei Mammon. A woman that was imprisoned by Goyim for monetary matters. Let's say she owed them money, her husband owed them money. So they took her prison. And the Rav explains we're dealing with a time where the Jewish people had authority over the Goyim at that point. So the government was run by the Jews. And these people that were holding her captive were only doing it for money because they wanted their money back or something like that. Mutaras Labala. So she's mutter to go back to her husband. There's no reason to assume that they did anything to her. Now, we're obviously just dealing with a Kohen because he is Yisrael. Even if they would rape her, she would still be mutter to go back to Yisrael. But a Kohen, if a woman's raped, Kohen's wife, she's usher to go back to him. So Mishnah's telling us that she's allowed to go and return to her husband that's a Kohen. However, the Rav points out, if it was a time that the Goyim had control and they would be taking advantage of Jews, then even if it was just for monetary matters, she'd be usher to go back to a Kohen. Aliday nefashos. However, if they're threatening to kill her, asur labala. She's usher to her husband, and in this case, the Rav points out, even if the husband is Yisrael, if they're imprisoning her and they're going to kill her, the concern is that in order to find favor in their eyes, she's not going to just be raped, but she's going to try to seduce them or do it purposely, and she's going to therefore ask herself to her husband. Mishnah continues, Irsha Kvasha Karkum, a city that was under siege and it was taken over. Kol Kohanos Shenimtsu Besoicha Psulois. All the Kohanos, the wives of Kohanim, they all become pasul to their husbands. Tfeso says it's Lav Dafkin. Ashes Kohen also obviously could be a single girl. That just means that she would become pasul to a Kohen. But they're all automatically assumed that they're pasul. The Rav points out that we have to be dealing with a case where there's not a place to hide in the city that they can hide from these captors. But if there's a place where they can hide, even if it's only a place that one person can go at a time, they're not only believed, the Rav says, to say that nothing happened to them because they were able to hide, they're actually even believed to just say that nobody had any relations with them because of amigo that they could have said that they hid. V'myesh lehen edim, and if there are edim, afilu eved, even if it's not a kosher ed, it's an eved, afilu shivcha, harei elu nemanin. They're believed to say that the woman didn't have relations. Except, Hysentu points out, a shivcha, that's her shivcha, because there's obviously a strong relationship between the two, and they're not believed in that case. And what about a non-Jew? Can you believe a non-Jew, Messiah Lefi Tumo, where he's not giving edus, where you're just casually talking about the situation, and he mentions that he was there the whole time and the woman never had relations, just in a casual conversation? So that comes in to the same Machlekes Achronim that Hysentu brings, that's brought in the Beis Yosef, that I believe we mentioned before. Ve'ein nemon odom al yidei atzmo. A person is not believed on himself. That's why in all those cases in the previous Mishnayos, a woman is not believed to talk about herself, unless she had amigo or whatever the other reason was to believe her, but just stam, we don't believe a woman to say that she didn't have relations. So too here, we wouldn't believe a woman to say that she did not have relations. Amar Rabbi Zechariah ben HaKotzov, Hama'on Azeh, which is a shvua, the Ma'on is talking about the Beis HaMikdash. Tesyantiv says that Lav Dafki made a shvua on the Beis HaMikdash. It's like a shvua. He was just saying it to strengthen his words. And said, Lo Yizaza Yoda Mitoch Yodi Misho Shenichnesu Goyim LiYushalayim V'yad SheYotzo. That his wife, who's a Kohenes, because he's a Kohen, he said that his wife never left from his hands. In other words, he was with his wife the whole time, from the time the Goyim besieged Yerushalayim until they left. But he's talking about his own wife, so it's as if he's giving edus on himself. And therefore, Amrulo, they said back to him, Ein Adam Meir Al Yidei Atzmo. A person is not believed to give testimony on himself. And the Rav points out that if a person would give edus on a Shvuya, let's say a person's a Kohen, and he says that she's tar, that nothing happened to her, he's not allowed to marry her because of chshad, because they'll say the reason that he actually gave edus, even though he's not a relative of hers, he gave edus because he wanted to marry her. However, there is one exception that if he's poed to her, that if he actually pays for her release, that actually makes it that it's kosher edus, and he'd actually be allowed to go marry her afterwards, because a person would only pay money if he knew for sure she was tar.